I want you to do whatever makes me feel good. Get rid of boundaries, the rules are silent. Chase good feelings, soon will be gone. But I found myself more lost than ever.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. Today's episode is called Loose Control and Let God Have It All. I decided to name today's episode Loose Control and Let God Have It All, because I know a lot of times when we feel like we're between a rock and a hard place, sometimes trusting God can be hard. You know, even though you know that God can handle it, you know, he's in full control. But I also realize that you have to allow God to have control. You have to take your hands off of it. And I know, you know, when, because of the person that I am, you know, the figure it out person that I am, it's hard for me to, it has been hard for me to, you know, relinquish full control. And not because, you know, I don't think that God can fix it or work it out, but I think more so for me is because I want it the way I want it. I want God to fix it the way Cheryl wants it to be fixed. And that's just not God's way. And, you know, God could very well do it the way Cheryl wants it. But he knows that in his infinite wisdom, he knows that if he does it Cheryl's way, that it won't last. And I'll be back in the same situation that he's trying to take me out of. And it's like an open wound that requires medical care and not a home remedy. You can't fix it yourself. And, you know, I have stated that, you know, the beginning of 2023, my motto for me was, I win 2023. And I can honestly say, I've cried from the beginning of 2023 up until now. And, you know, I've thought about that really, really hard. And I'm thinking that maybe my win was not about the relationship, the business, or even saving my child. Maybe the win that God needs me to experience is total surrender, giving God all of it, relinquishing control to allow God to do what he needs to do and work his perfect work. And I have found it difficult to trust God because he didn't do what I wanted him to do for me. And, you know, I often say to myself or out loud, you know, like, God, why aren't you coming to see about me? This is May 2024. I'm still crying. I'm still sad. Anxiety is still there. And depression is still there. And panic is still there. And, you know, I still don't have a job. And, you know, God, you know all these things that I've got going on. And it doesn't seem like, it just seems like, God, you've forgotten about me, you know? So I question, like, God, what am I supposed to do? You told me to keep these kids. They belong with me. You know, I got to take care of them. So, you know, I don't understand. And I'm tired of surviving because I feel like I'm just, at this point, I feel like I'm just surviving. I don't feel like I'm flourishing. You know, I feel like it's time that I thrive. You know, I feel like I've been, you know, God, I've been in this place long enough. And quite honestly, God, I'm over it. Like, I need you to do something for me. And I think, you know, God is saying, I will, but I still need you to do some things for me. And, you know, we do our little bit and want God to, you know, bless the little bit that we are doing, or the place that we have come to some realizations. And, you know, God need all of you, not just part of you, so that he can fix it once and for all. And you can't just get the wound tended to and not go back for follow-ups at the doctor, you know, to, you know, because sometimes we have wounds, and even though you go to the doctor, sometimes if you don't follow the doctor's rules, infection can set in, you know, other things can come about. And sometimes you wait so long that the wound has become infected, and sometimes they have to go in and surgically remove some things and clean you up and make sure that you're good to go. Make sure that infection doesn't enter into other parts of your body. And, you know, that's the same with when, you know, when you don't follow God's direction, you know, other things come up. And I'm learning that, you know, God is the ultimate fixer. And, you know, I can own whatever, you know, my part in why I'm here, you know. And sometimes I beat myself up and, you know, I wish I would have listened to God then, but it's too late. I'm here now. So, you know, God, help me. And you know, when you're hurting and you're going through, you want an overnight fix. You want God to come in and take the pain away, just heal it overnight. But most of the time, quick fixes don't last. You know, you can cover up that wound with that Band-Aid or some gauze, but eventually you're going to end up having to go to the hospital to get that wound addressed and fixed. And, you know, I feel like that in my current state is that God is trying to fix me up once and for all. He's trying to give me, you know, what I need to be able to carry Cheryl in the future. And, you know, sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm in a season, you know, of isolation. And I accept that. I have no problem with being, you know, isolated. And, you know, I just have no problem with being that. You know, because I know that God is, he's doing something. You know, I can't say, you know, that I know what he's doing and I'm in tune, because I'm not. I get sad, you know, and I wonder where God is a lot. And I wish he would come to see about me sooner rather than later. But I know that he could easily put a Band-Aid on it and give me what I think I want. But ultimately, God knows that I'll be right back in this same space, sad, depressed, wanting God to put another Band-Aid on it. And God just wants to go in and fix me once and for all. And I welcome where God is trying to take me, because I'm just tired, you know. I don't want to be here anymore. So, you know, I'm just going to allow God to do what he needs to do for me, because I just need God to do that for me. You know, you ever get sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, that's where I'm at. I'm just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I feel like I've hit my rock bottom. And I do know that God is the rock at the bottom, at the top, whatever way you want to spin it. And I'm just going to, you know, some days you gotta lean into the pain. You gotta lean into it and yeah, you gotta lean into the pain and just let it hurt and know that it's not gonna last always. And trust that God, whatever he's doing, trust that God knows what he's doing. And although, you know, some days I feel like, you know, it's so harsh and, you know, why am I keep going through this? You know, God, I'm tired, God. I just want you to just let this cup pass and just make me okay. Because I know that he's able to just make me okay. But I also realize if he just makes me okay, then I won't learn anything. I won't get what God is trying to get me to learn or to know in this season of my life. And I'm also realizing that, you know, God has me so that you gotta rely on me. Your family, and they there. He say, but you're going to have to rely on me, Cheryl. You're going to have to just trust me. And whatever I say, just do. Just do. You're going to have to trust me fully, not second guess, not try to figure it out, not anything. If I say move, move. If I say go, go. If I say be still, be still. So I'm learning a lot. You know, God blessed me on this past Friday to turn 53. And although happy to be 53, and I thank God that he allowed me to live to see 53, I have, you know, I've had mixed emotions because I feel like, you know, I'm 53. I feel like I haven't accomplished anything, and it kind of makes me sad, you know, because I feel like I should be further along, you know, in my life than where I'm at. And it kind of made me sad. And, you know, my mom said, you're right where God would have you to be in this moment. And although I don't like the space that I'm in at this moment, I'm learning to trust that where God is taking me is going to be so much better. I have my moments where I feel like, I'm going through something day after day, and it's not easing up, it's not getting better. And again, I'm tired of the anxiety. I'm tired of crying. I'm, you know, when it comes, and, you know, you have no control over it. And, you know, and I just feel like, God, if you don't take anything else away, you know, take away the anxiety, you know, take away the depression. Because for me, it's really harsh, you know, on my body, on my mental. And I just hate it. You know, I just hate where it leaves me. And, you know, that's how my mindset is. God, just, you know, take that away at least, you know. And it hasn't gone away. you know, yet. And I know some things take time. And I just feel like, you know, God has asked me to do some things, and, you know, I just feel like it's unfair, you know, given my current state of mind and the, you know, just things that I've been going through. You know, I just feel like, you know, God charged me to do some things, and I just, you know, I just feel like it's not fair. And, you know, although I plan on fulfilling what he's told me to do, but, you know, it just, you know, makes me question God sometimes, because, again, God, you see the space that I'm in, and you ask me to do this, and you ask me to do that, and, you know, it's like, how could you, knowing that I'm having a rough time? But I know that God doesn't bring you two things without bringing you through it. And whatever his reasoning is, you know, I don't pretend to like them. I'm not even pretending that I understand them. I do want to be obedient to his instructions, because, like I said, he never tells you something to do or gives you an instruction without having a greater purpose for it. And I said a couple of weeks back that I'm not sure what my purpose is. I'm not going to pretend to know what my purpose is, because right now I don't know what my purpose is. I just know that God has a purpose in everything that I'm going through. And I'm just going to trust him and be still and know. And, you know, sometimes God is not always trying to get you out of what you're going through. I'm learning that sometimes God is trying to get in it with you. So to myself or anybody that's going through, let God into your situation. Let him in. Because God, I know he wants to get in my situation, because he wants to turn it around for me. And I know that God is gonna, you know, he's working it for my good. It don't feel good, but he's working it for my good. And, you know, sometimes we self-sabotage because of fear and not trusting God the way we should. You know, so if I can say anything today, it would be just that: let God into your situation. Lose control. Let God have full control. Allow God to do what he needs to do, whether you understand it or don't understand it, you know. And quite frankly, I think, you know, sometimes you got to look at yourself. And I'm like, Cheryl, mind your business. And as my friend Tony would say, let God be God. You know, because he has never lost a battle. He never will. So don't think that God then got to your situation and he's about to lose, or no, that's not his way. So lose control. Allow God to get into your situation, whatever that may be. Allow him to fully get into your situation. And I'm not saying, you know, that's going to be easy, you know, because it may not be easy for you. And I know in my experience, you know, it hasn't been easy for me, you know, but just recently, you know, God instructed me to do something. And I knew what I was facing. So, you know, not that, you know, I was a little skeptical, but, you know, because, you know, we want things our way too. But, you know, I prayed about it after I was told. And I told God that if this is what you want me to do, then work it out for me. And if you work it out for me, then I'll know that this word came from you. So I went and handled the situation, and it took me a couple of days because I was, you know, I heard God's instructions, but I was weary of it because, you know, and I went and did what I had to do, and God just worked it out. It was like, okay, do such and such and such a thing, and you're good. And it's crazy because a part of me was hoping that it didn't go as smooth as it did, and then I would have an excuse. And, you know, because I had mixed feelings about it, and then I was feeling like a failure. You know, the enemy comes into your mind and you're all over the place. And I said, God, you know, God knows Cheryl. That's what I say. But God worked it out. And I just decided to obey what he said. And not that I, if I'm being honest, not that I necessarily wanted to, because, you know, we want things our way. But I just kept telling myself, God, if this is you, if this is what you want for me, then work it out for me. So God worked it out. And I just feel like in that moment that I really felt God's presence. And I don't know if I can make you all understand that, you know, from the perspective of, you know, the space that I've been in. But I've really felt like in that moment for once that, yes, this is God. I know that it's him, and I can feel him working. And, you know, that's a big deal to me because I'm always trying to find his voice and to know that he is with me. So that's been one of my challenges. But I thank God for, again, always holding on to me. And again, loose control and let God have full control of your situation, because all the time God doesn't get you out of the situation is because he's trying to get in the situation with you. So allow God to, you know, be in your situation and allow him to do what he needs to do. Thank you for tuning in to Surviving Grief. And I look forward to talking to you guys on next week. And it's always a pleasure. And thank everybody for the support. You guys are simply amazing. Thank you.